Nay, do not grieve, though life be full of sadness. Nay, do not grieve, though life be full of sadness. Dawn will not veil her splendor for your grief, nor spring deny their bright appointed beauty to lotus blossom and Ashoka leaf. Nay, do not pine, though life be dark with trouble. Time will not pause or tarry on his way. Today that seems long, so strange, so bitter, will soon be some forgotten yesterday. Today that seems so long, so strange, so bitter, will soon be some forgotten yesterday. Nay, do not weep. New hopes, new dreams, new faces, the unspent joy of all the unborn years will prove your heart a traitor to its sorrow and make your eyes unfaithful to their tears. This beautiful poem, Transience, depicts a very beautiful essence of this life. The days are long, the days are bitter, the days are sorrowful. But everything is changing. Time doesn't wait. Time doesn't tarry. Nature is not hiding its beauty. Things are changing. Scenes are changing. The drama is moving forward, though at a snail's pace. But every day is new. Every morning is pregnant with hopes. New hopes, new moments, new joy, new enthusiasm, new plans, new lessons, new meanings, new interpretations, new challenges. New revelations. Life is a beautiful story of newness. Every chapter is interesting, colorful. Sorrows are impermanent. Though days are bitter, though days are long, though days appear, heavy, and yet everything is moving forward. I need to separate situation and self. And then I see the beauty. This short poem by Sarojini Naidu. Depicts that forgotten cadence of joy. Do not grieve, though life be full of sadness. Dawn will not veil her splendor for your grief. Nature is offering her beauty all the time. Nor spring deny their bright appointed beauty to lotus blossoms and Ashoka leaf. Do not pine, do not yearn, do not feel sorrowful. Though life be dark with trouble, time will not pause or tarry on his way. Today that seems so long, so strange, so bitter will soon be some forgotten yesterday. Today you feel this sorrow is very big. The day is so long, things are so bitter, but after a few days, when you will review them, they will pale into insignificance. Do not weep. New hopes, new dreams, new faces, the unspent joy of all the unborn years will prove your heart a traitor to its sorrow and make your eyes unfaithful to their ears. Time is the greatest healer. Time is the cosmic healer. Life is a journey. Every situation teaches something. Every person whom you encounter is a new lesson. So we'll see 5 new things today. In psychology or in neuropsychiatry, they describe cognitive distortions. There are many cognitive distortions. We will take 5 cognitive distortions and how do we tackle them. The first is personalization. This is a mindset where we feel things are specifically being said to me. We call it to take things personally and feel unhappy. If you are listening to somebody, you feel that person has specifically spoken that to me. Playing the victim card. That makes me sorrowful when I take things personally. The second is jumping to conclusions, assumptions, guesswork, conjecture. I assume this is like this, though the reality is very different. The third is all or none thinking. This man is bad, this woman is good. There is no good or bad. Life is a spectrum. There is always a gray zone. Between the two colors, there is some color. Between good and bad, there is something in between. And every person is a mixture. Every person is an amalgamation of good and bad. To give such a point blank statement, he is not good, he is good. He is virtuous, he is vicious. He is positive, he is negative. He is optimistic, he is pessimistic. That shows immaturity. He is deceptive. He is truthful. How do I know that? This is called all or nothing. The next is overgeneralization. You give an exam and you fail. Now we make a generalized statement, I am failure. Forgetting that this was just a single event. The last is mental filter. 100 things happen to us in a day. And what we churn is the negative. Filtering everything which is positive. These are 5 cognitive disorders, distortions. And the person who suffers from these distortions, first thing is that person never agrees that I am doing all this. I am jumping to conclusion. I am suffering from black and white thinking. I am doing overgeneralization. And this may apply to one's own self. How do we tackle them? First, personalization. We need to understand I am an insignificant creature in this entire universe. And not everything is about me. If the people are discussing something, I feel they are discussing about me. I assume they are talking about me. We create a card where we separate situation from self, from happenings and myself. Everything is not about me. So there is no question of taking things personally. There are hundreds of things happening. Every human being is carrying an ocean within himself. Every person is a miniature island. And if I take things personally, if I start playing the victim card, you did this to me. You have said like this to me. That shows your ego. If I say this, definitely somewhere I am playing an incognito victim card. This is also called self-victimization. I feel I am responsible for everything. Everything that is wrong. And this guilt consciousness is deleterious. The regret within doesn't allow me to progress. The second is jumping to conclusion. We need to have a magnifying glass and then think, what is truth and what I am assuming? Is it truth or my guesswork? I need not to jump to conclusion. Let the reality be revealed rather than jumping to conclusions. We jump to conclusion. We see something and we conclude, oh, it's like this. We see two persons walking together and we say, oh, they are friends. So they probably are talking against me. We see people fighting and we conclude, oh, they might be enemy. But things are never what we see. Things are very deep. Two persons are sitting together working in the same department, in the same office, from years together, and yet there is a China wall between them, unconnected. Why jump to conclusions? Premature conclusions. See things as scenes. Even if you conclude, let it remain unexpressed, because time might prove me wrong. All or nothing. Every person has good side, bad side. We see somebody is shouting and we come to a conclusion. He is not a good person. But behind that anger, probably there is some frustration, some unfulfilled desire, some pain, some suffering. We see some person bullying another person. But that is not the whole truth. Every person carries a soft spot, a soft corner. Every hatred is carrying the hidden foundation, fountain of love. So there is nothing called all or none, good or bad. Everything is mixed. Overgeneralization. Life will not bring victory every time. It will bring frustration, it will bring unhappiness, it will bring sorrow, it will bring tears. I learn and I move ahead. Rather than making a blanket statement, the whole world is giving me sorrow. There is so much disturbance in this world. There is so much chaos, anarchy. This world is hell. I come to this conclusion. But then there are so many good people in this world. I forget that. The present chaos and disorder is the pregnancy of heaven. So do not generalize. If there is a school and one student commits mistake, blunders, mischiefs, I cannot say that the whole school is wrong or bad. That will be an overgeneralized statement. Mentor filter. So for every bad things, find one positive and three lessons. This is a good practice. What is the one good thing that happened? I did a mistake. Okay. What is the one good thing that emerged from it? And what are the three lessons I learned from it? Somebody comes and insults me. What is the one good thing that happened because of this? And what are the three lessons I learned? Somebody I trust a lot and that person leaves me in the lurch. That person deceives me. That person's abandons me. During the times when I needed the person most. Now, what is the one good that happened because of this? And what are the three lessons? One good and three lessons. One good and three lessons. There is something good in everything. Though the reality appears so different. There's a very short Marathi movie. Very short, 10-15 minutes. The school teacher gives An essay writing work to the students, my village. Write down everything which is in this village. It's a rural area, a small school. And teacher gives the students a homework. Write an essay on, 2-page essay on my village. How is the village? What are the things? The student goes home. Now this village is a drought-affected area. There is no rain. The land, the farmers are dependent on rains and there is no rain. Everywhere there is an arid, barren land. The youths are migrating to cities because there is no employment. This is the grim reality. The student is inquiring. His brother, his own brother is migrating to the city. He sees the land, the dry land. There is no rain. The farmers are frustrated. Where is Suzalam Sufalam? He asks his brother, what is the meaning of the word Sujalam Sufalam? Sujalam, full of water. Sufalam, full of fruits. This is what is there in the books. This land is full of fruits and water. Now there is no fruit, no water, no greenery, no fertile land. Everything is dull, everything is parched up. He meets with this reality. Next day, he goes to the school and the teacher is reading his essay. And the movie ends. What essay he has written? My village and everything is blank. That's it. This is the dark reality. What is there in the books that Suzalam Suflam is missing in the village? But this lesson is important. Life brings jerks and shocks. Every shock has got hidden good. Every shock has some lessons. So regardless of all the negativity, regardless of all the flip side of this drama, regardless of all the pessimistic happenings, hope is still alive. The mind is still fresh and not grown tired. So the first, be a detached observer. Do not mix situation and self. This is different, I am different. This is a scene. This is not the entire reality. This is just a scene. A very bad scene, good scene. Good scenes would be followed by bad scenes. Imagine if you watch a movie which has only love and love and love. It will be very boring. It is a mix of comedy. It's a mix of suspense. Everything is there. The next is jumping to conclusion. Check the reality. Have a magnifying glass and see. Is it true? What I assume, is it right? Or the truth is, the reality is something else. The third is all or none. Rather than making a blanket statement about persons, wait, stop, think. Let the reality take time to emerge. Overgeneralization. To live in this moment and not to generalize things. Watch the hidden beauty behind everything. Rather than making a generalized statement, this is good, this is bad. I am going to be a failure in my life. Today's sorrow will become an insignificant thing after a few days. Every day has a new joy. The new joy is waiting for us. This is an old sorrow. The memory of the old sorrow will fade away. And the memory of the new joy will resurface. And the last is mental filter. Rather than filtering all the negative, all the positive, and focusing on negative, sit and think, I am thankful. Create a gratitude journal, a gratitude expansion habit. Have gratitude for everything. These birds, these leaves, these trees, the buildings, the walls, persons, everything. Have gratitude for each and every human being, each and every animal, each and every animate and inanimate objects. I create a sense of gratitude for everything. And this gratitude fills me with happiness. The student complained in his classroom, what has happened to Pluto, the ninth planet? Why it is? He was shocked when he was told that now there are only eight planets and Pluto has been removed. He said, what? Pluto is removed? And nobody informed me when this happened. Every planet to be called a planet, three criteria are there. First, it should be round. It should revolve around Earth. And it should have a clear, what is called, trajectory, path. So, if Pluto doesn't fulfill the last criteria, so Pluto is removed. Now, there are only eight planets. So this student said, he went straight to the headmaster and said, when was Pluto removed? He said, long back, 2006, it was removed. And he said, nobody informed me. He was my friend. We are the part of the same family. I am feeling very bad that Pluto is a dwarf planet. It's no more a big planet. So there is a sense of universal gratitude and brotherhood. He feels bad. Pluto is no more a planet. A bonding with planets. Mars, Mercury, everything is mine. So this can also be a mindset. Teacher asked, when did Alexander come? The student says, I live outside the village. Who comes in the village and goes, I have no knowledge. Om Shanti. Har andhkar ka deepak. Har chetana mein vyapak.
तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान हर दिल हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभ
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा दे शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।